that might be hilly land?
Well, generally in the swamp, it's not, generally.
I thought you said something about some kind of land that was hilly land.
Well, out in what we call piney wood, a lot of it is hilly.
The piney wood?
Yeah.
I see. Is that piney woods land used for anything?
Well, yeah, they use it to farm.
Bunch of things.
Make pastures and things out of.
Talking about hilly land, have you ever heard people around here call a hill a knob?
A what?
A knob.
Yeah, I've heard it called a knob.
Just be the same thing as a hill?
Yeah.
No way. A hill is a lot bigger than knobs.
And you, I don't guess you have them around here, but something that'd be a lot bigger than just a hill, you just call that a...
Well, a real short one where it comes up kind of round and kind of high, you know, they call that a knob.
Yes.
Smaller than a hill.
Yes. You know. I see. Have you ever spent any time in the mountains when you've been visiting around?
No, sir. I've never been in the mountains.
Yes, sir. I see. Well, I want to ask you about, we were talking about the farm yesterday. I wanted to ask you about what kind of farm animals that people kept around here. What kind would you usually have on the farm?
Well, generally horses or mules.
What about a different kind of stock or cattle?
Well, they just had plain old scrub cattle back then.
What do you mean by scrub cattle?
Well, just they were a small type of cattle. They wasn't bred up like they are now, you know.
Yes, sir.
They were a lot smaller and skinnier than they are now.
I see. We're talking about cattle. Around here, what would people call the male animal? That would just
call
be...
Call him a bull.
Can you remember when it was ever considered not polite to use that word
if
there were women around?
Oh yeah, yeah. They'd call him a male when the women was around.
Just a man?
Yeah.
I see. Well, talking about cattle, the little one, when it's first born, you just call that a
calf.
Yes, sir. Did people make a distinction between the male calf and the female calf?
Yeah, call one a bull and one a heifer.
I see. Okay. What about this expression? Say if you've got a cow that's expecting a calf, what would people say? They'd say that cow's going to...
have a calf.
I was wondering if you ever heard people say something like, well, that cow's going to freshen or come fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get out of here.
Which one have you heard that most of?
Well, mostly you're going to have a calf.
Wouldn't say freshen or come fresh.
No, uh-uh.
I see. Say if you were plowing with mules and you had two of them hitched together, what would you call that?
Call it a double team.
That would be two of them.
Yeah.
I see. Did you ever hear people plowing around here with these great big animals look more like bulls than anything else?
No.
Like deer. It's a deer.
Like steer or ox?
No. I don't remember one or two ever plowing any of them.
I see. Mostly used mules.
Yeah, they was. That steer was too slow.
Right, I see. We're talking about horses. What do people around here call the male horse?
Stud. Mm-hmm.
Was that a word that you could use around women, or would you say
No, they didn't use it much around women.